Hello, and welcome to the Late and Cassette Podcast, and today I'll be covering Batman and Mr. Freeze, Sub-Zero. This movie was direct-to-video and a standalone movie that takes place in the Batman the Animated Series universe. The movie follows the events of the critically acclaimed Heart of Ice episode that explains Victor Freeze's origin story. Reimagines his origin story, actually. Back in the TV show days, he was just kind of a guy with a cold gun. This actually gives him depth and character and all that kind of shit. And it is considered by many to be the best episode of Batman the Animated Series. It is so good that it won a Daytime Emmy for Outstanding Writing. It also follows the episode Deep Freeze in this continuity. This movie was originally supposed to be released around the time of Batman and Robin in the summer of 97, but was pushed back due to the poor reception of that film. Despite the fact that they had changed the animation of the characters during 1997, during that time the series was also renamed The New Adventures of Batman, they stuck with the classic style that we all know and love. Boyd Kirkland and Randy Rogel wrote the script with Boyd directing. According to series runner Bruce Timm, the duo wrote the script without informing him, and in their script, Nora Freeze is still alive, whereas Timm had planned to have her killed off in an episode of The New Batman Adventures. Some of the voice actors include Kevin Conroy as Batman and Bruce Wayne, Michael Ansari as Victor Freeze slash Mr. Freeze, Lauren Lester as Dick Grayson and Robin, Mary Kay Bergman as Barbara Gordon slash Batgirl, Robert Costanzo as Detective Bullock, Bob Hastings as Commissioner Gordon, Lion Shimmer as Lieutenant Montoya, Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. as Alfred, George Zunza as Dr. Greg Belson, and Rai Azee as Kunak. Sorry, I probably just butchered the fuck out of that name. Batman and Mr. Freeze Sub-Zero was released on home video March 17th, 1998. And being that, there is no box office to speak of, so let's just check the shit out. We get a sweeping shot through the Batcave and a truncated version of the classic Batman march theme before the opening credits. And in the opening credits, we see some polar bears and fish swimming, and we see someone swimming with the bears and spearing a fish, Mr. Freeze, presumably, as we cut back and forth to his submarine approaching them. We hear from the dialogue in the sub that it is about 30 degrees below zero as a landing party prepares to collect data on land once the sub docks, so to speak. Freeze and his bears make it back to their hut, and we see Freeze has a little Eskimo pal, Kunak. As the sub prepares to surface, we see Freeze talking to Nora, who is still in her medically induced coma in her tube. As Freeze answers Kunak's questions about Nora, the sub rises through the fucking ice right behind them, causing them all to fall, along with Nora in her tube, and her tube shatters. The landing party exits and goes and does whatever they came to do. Meanwhile, the polar bears dig Freeze and Kunak out. Freeze is quite upset, to say the least, to see Nora laying on the ground like a piece of shit. The landing party returns to find their sub and crew frozen. Freeze quickly freezes them as well. We cut to Gotham City 2 weeks later, and we get some aerial shots of the city and see some kids playing with a fire hydrant spewing water before we settle in on a guy robbing a jewelry store. The elderly owners confront him as he takes some things out of the window he busted through, but he easily thwarts the old man and runs to his getaway car. While he's being driven away, they head down a dark alley, but Batman appears and eventually gets them to crash into a fire hydrant. Batman takes down the driver as Robin catches the crook who attempted to flee. Batman warns him that he will be watching the pair of thieves before they grapple away. Alfred calls Batman while they watch the cops arrest the crooks, and it seems Bruce is, of course, late for something. We cut to Alfred dropping Bruce and Dick off. It seems that they are heading to a children's hospital fundraiser. I made that brilliant deduction by looking at the huge fucking banner in the middle of the ballroom. Commissioner Gordon perks up when Bruce enters the room. Apparently, Bruce is the only familiar face to Gordon in this entire fucking party. Dick is bummed there was no Barbara, and we cut to Barbara as Batgirl kicking some ass, intercut with Gordon making funny little comments about her while we see her just wrecking fuckers. He's saying things like, oh, she's got plenty of guys after her, and there's three guys coming after her while she's Batgirl, and just stupid little silly shit like that. A woman comes over and grabs Bruce and introduces him to a gaggle of women. Some dude bumps into Dick, spilling his champagne, and we follow the guy over to a pair of other guys. Gregory is the angry little guy. He grabs one of this pair of guys he approaches to go talk. And it appears that the Gregory, our angry little fellow, bought some bad stocks. And the guy he talks to is a stockbroker. And it appears there's nothing his broker can do to help him. He needs to come up with some cash within the next couple of days. So he angrily storms off after he's rejected again. Barbara finally arrives as angry Gregory leaves. She greets her dad and she goes off to dance with Dick. Unfortunately for Dick, it is not the horizontal type of dancing. And we see Gregory speeding down the street and eventually coming into a blizzard from out of nowhere, and he crashes his car. When he crawls out from his car, Freeze grabs him up. Apparently they know each other as this Gregory is a doctor, and Freeze tells Gregory that he has a patient he needs to see, and it's Nora, no doubt. Bruce heads out, much to his date's disappointment. Dick stays behind to spend some time with Barbara, and he asks her to go on a trip the coming weekend, which she happily agrees to. While driving home, Alfred drives into a giant pond in the middle of the road, and Bruce gets out to investigate and finds Gregory's car flipped. Speaking of Gregory, he runs some tests and finds Nora only has a few weeks because her disease relapsed. Relapse is the he used when her tube broke, and her only chance is an organ transplant. He uses the word relapse, but I would say progressed. But I don't know. Freeze bribes Gregory with a big chunk of gold to help him. At the hospital, Freeze and Gregory run a search and they don't find any compatible matches to Nora. She apparently has a very rare blood type. Freeze says they will have to just use a live donor and bribes Gregory with more gold. I think Freeze says he found a whole bunch of it in the Arctic and it's all Gregory's if he helps him. He runs a search and gets about, I think it's 18 matches, and they just so happen to pick Barbara Gordon, because fuck it, why not? But they have no idea who Barbara is. I guess really one in, but I mean, all the criminals know Commissioner Gordon's like the chief of police, so you'd think they know, but whatever. We cut to Barbara's apartment where there is a phone call for her. Her roommate answers and spills all of Barbara's plans for the weekend when Gregory says there's an emergency need for blood. We cut to the jazz or swing club, whatever the fuck kind of music it is, and that's where Dick and Barbara are chilling. They're about to kiss when we hear a commotion, and they turn to see Freeze walking in with his polar bears. Freeze asks which one of the patrons is Barbara, despite seeing her picture on a computer at the hospital a couple hours earlier. He sicks one of the bears on a guy when no one will answer. Barbara comes forward and surrenders herself. As Freeze, Barbara, and his bears go to leave, Dick sneaks attack Freeze and briefly gets the upper hand before being neutralized by the bears. Freeze shoots his Freeze gun at the chandelier and it comes falling toward Dick, who manages to crawl out of the way just in the nick of time. Dick commandeers a motorcycle and speeds after Freeze. As the cops approach Freeze, he is able to cause an accident which results in a big pileup on the highway as Freeze makes it through some small toll booths. Dick jumps the cycle over the accident and over the booth and catches up to Freeze. However, Freeze uses his ice gun on the road, causing Dick to crash the bike, and Freeze gets away. Sometime later, we see Gregory waking Barbara up and trying to get her to take some pills. She refuses, and Freeze is about to smack the shit out of her until Gregory pulls him back, and they leave her locked in the room alone. Begs the question why they didn't try and start this procedure right away. There's a lot of just time wasting in this movie. Just time wasting and time wasting and time wasting. Of course, the movie is only 66 minutes, I think, so they gotta try and drag it out somehow, but how about if you don't have enough material to keep the movie exciting and fresh and, like, pushing forward, then just don't fucking make it. Back at the hospital, Gordon orders his officers on a manhunt to find Barbara. Gordon and Bullock go into the hospital room to talk to Bruce and Dick. After they and the nurses leave, Bruce does some detective work and finds that Barbara's blood type is a match to Nora. We cut to Barbara jumping on her bed to try and reach an air duct in the ceiling, which she does, just as Freeze and Gregory are about to enter her room. After a bit of a chase scene, which they follow the noises she's making in the ducts, and Freeze shoots his gun at her and all this sort of shit, she ends up leaving the ductwork, and conveniently, she ends up in Nora's room, which is where this little confrontation takes place. Barbara agrees to help her after some talk, but not here, and not like how they want to do it. She has no idea. They have to kill her to get all her blood and organs and shit. And she has no idea that they intend to kill her. Gregory just kind of frames it as, we just need you to help her. Freeze loses his patience and shoots at her, but she's able to get away. She opens a door in the hall, and the polar bears happen to be in there, and they chase after her. She's able to get in an elevator right before she's about to be mauled. She makes it outside to what she thinks is a rooftop, but it's an oil rig in the middle of the ocean, so she is forced to surrender when they come out for her. Bruce and Dick go to Gotham Corp to learn about cryogenics. The woman they talk to tells them to find Gregory, as he is the biggest expert in the field. Later, Batman and Robin go to Gregory's house and investigate. Bats listens to a message from his stockbroker, and after a quick pre-Google search of the number, they find the broker's address and head out. Like, it seriously looks exactly how you would probably Google it something today. Kunak brings Barbara some food, and through some light flirting she does with the boy, we learn that his parents are dead. Freeze takes care of him, and Barbara tries to get Kunak to let her out, and he won't do it, obviously. After Kunak leaves the room, he has Freeze promise that he won't hurt Barbara. Boy, is he in for a disappointment. Gregory appears and says they can start the operation in a couple hours, which, again, kind of just delay and shit. Batman and Robin arrive at the broker's house and interrogate him. Turns out, he had some inside information on a drug, Gregory that is, that was supposed to be a hit. But after some side effects were discovered, Greg's lost over $2 million on it. The good doctor calls and pleads with the guy, conveniently while Batman and Robin are there, to hold the SEC off another week to get the money. The SEC was going to close in on him and take all his assets and shit. Batman and Robin listen to the conversation and record it. Back at the Batcave, after some sound enhancement on the tape, they deduce Freeze is on an abandoned oil derrick about 5 miles out in the ocean. Freeze and Gregory go to grab Barbara, who tries to put up a fight, but is ultimately overpowered. As Batman and Robin take off in the Batplane, Alfred gives them the grim news of what Freeze intends to do. He cross-references the supplies they found with some medical procedures and deduce that she's going to be basically drained of blood and all her organs put in Nora. And when the Batwing takes off, Batplane, whatever you want to call it, it's actually really, really cool looking. Like, see, it looks kind of CGI for the time. I mean, for 98, the way, like, some of the city scenes were in the beginning with the camera sweeping through and the way the Batplane looks or the Batwing looks when it takes off from underneath in the Batcave and it goes over Wayne Manor, it looks pretty cool. Barbara fights as they try to put her under, and Kunak is actually disturbed by this, and he tries to help Barbara, which gives Barbara the distraction she needs to get away. She knocks Freeze into the medical equipment, keeping Nora alive, and Gregory chases after them with a gun. Gregory shoots at her with the gun, but stops and attempts to flee when he sees the Batwing. Gregory accidentally shoots a shot, causing a fire to break out on the oil derrick. Robin tries to put it out, but the bears attack him and Batman. Eventually, they are able to lure the bears into jumping off the tanker. Just as they shoot a line up to Barbara so she can make her escape, because she's up on a higher level, Freeze appears and shoots at Batman and Robin, freezing the crane shot that they run into when they try to get away from him. Freeze and Gregory argue about whether to do the operation or not when an explosion happens and Freeze ends up getting knocked down and trapped. Gregory, meanwhile, runs to the ledge to see a boat docked way at the bottom of the derrick. And he leaves Freeze there even after Freeze asks for help. He's like, nah, fuck that. Batman is able to get the crane working and smashes it into the window to free himself and Robin. Batman, Robin, and Barbara help Freeze. Batman and Barbara go back into the structure to get Nora and Kunak as the place continues to burn and explode. Robin gets the Batwing started and hovers just as the landing pad burns and falls off into the ocean, and it falls right onto Gregory as he was trying to make his escape in the boat. Batman and Barbara rescue Nora and Kunak as the place burns around them. They eventually make it out, and Freeze tells Batman to save Nora and his friend before they save him. Batman and Barbara drop them off at the Batwing before Batman goes back for Freeze. As Batman attempts to rescue Freeze, Freeze's helmet breaks and Freeze plunges into the ocean below. Batman, however, makes it off the derrick before it explodes as he swings underneath the Batplane on a line. We see the polar bear swimming and one of Freeze's hands hanging onto the bear. We cut to an Arctic outpost of some kind, and we see a newscast that announces Nora did receive an organ transplant and is alive and resting. We see tears in Freeze's eyes as he turns away from the TV and continues walking with his bears, and the movie ends. Positives: this is very in keeping with the animated series. It's a good story, good story arc, good soundtrack. Animation was very cool, like I said. And you see lots of detective work from Batman, which you don't always see. Negatives: it drags at times and gets redundant. Like I said, it is 66 minutes, so I guess they had to try and drag as much out as they could to get the extra runtime. But I mean, other than that, there's really not a whole lot to hate on about this movie. Overall, it's a very, very solid movie. It's not the best animated Batman movie, but they make so many. We get a couple animated movies a year now with Batman in it, so it's going to fall down a couple pegs. But back in the 90s, we didn't get them that often, so we just always took what we got. Very fun and entertaining. Nothing groundbreaking, nothing great, but it's a cool way to kill an hour. That'll do it for Batman and Mr. Freeze Sub-Zero. Being that it's about to be October, I got a whole slew of movies coming up for the Halloween season, including 1995's Casper, Tim Burton's Beetlejuice, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, and I have a couple others coming. Join me next week when I kick the Halloween season off with Tim Burton's Beetlejuice right here on the Light and Cassette Podcast.